This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, want some good advice? Ask a chicken, but first.
I remember sitting in the White House, looking at those generals, saying, do you have what you need in this war? Do you have what it takes? I remember going down in the basement of the White House the day we committed our troops as last resort, looking at Tommy Franks and the generals on the ground, asking them, do we have the right plan with the right troop level? And they looked me in the eye and said, yes, sir, Mr. President.
But winning the peace is larger than just the military component. General Shinseki had the wisdom to say you're going to need several hundred thousand troops to win the peace. Military's job is to win the war. President's job is to win the peace.
President Bush and his challenger, Senator Kerry, in last night's debates in St. Louis. We're joined now by Republican strategist Todd Domke and Democratic media consultant Dan Payne, who joins us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and greetings from the capital of Red Sox Nation.
Congratulations to you both. I know you both agree on that. I believe they vanquished the Anaheim Angels, and we'll talk about that later in the show. Todd Domke, let's start with you first. Did President Bush meet or exceed expectations and the sensation that he had to do better this debate than he did in the first?
I think he did much better. After the last debate, frankly, I was discouraged. But in this case, I thought he not only exceeded expectations, I think he also benefited from Kerry doing worse than he did in the first debate.
Dan Payne, you're a former Kerry advisor. How do you react to that?
Well, I think Bush was better in debate two than he was in debate one, but Kerry was also better in debate two than he was in debate one. So I would give it to Kerry. He looked confident and aggressive, but not obnoxious. Mm-hmm. He also appeared quite presidential. Bush benefited from a looser format. And I wonder now whether the Bush people who negotiated these formats, may have made a mistake in these tightly scripted things that they seem to want, where both candidates looked like maitre d's standing behind a podium.
Different restaurants, though, to be sure.
Yeah. Well, how a French restaurant.
Oh, did I open the door for you on that? Unwittingly, I beg your pardon. Did this? It's called a town hall meeting, though. It's unlike any town hall I've ever seen. You've got to write your questions out 3 hours in advance. but did the meeting, did this town hall format, how did it perceptibly affect both candidates? Let's put it that way. Todd?
Well, I think the questions were good. I was surprised, frankly. I was impressed. The questions, I thought, from people were better than what we've seen from most moderators. And it's true that it was a staged event to be, and it reminded me a little of The Apprentice, you know, where they actually build sets like the boardroom and the bedrooms and everything else, and that we accept as reality. So in that sense, it was a staged event and didn't feel quite real. But it was a very interesting debate, lively. Both of them had, a chance to make their case. And so in terms of what the voters got out of it, I think it was a success.
Dan Payne?
Well, I think it was an interesting way of looking at red and blue America. They were represented in that room. That the country is polarized on a lot of issues. Stem cell research, abortion, the war in Iraq, the environment, taxes, you name it, we are really two countries. And you saw that in the questions and in the answers. So I agree with Todd that this was a good substantive debate. It was not petty. It was not personal. And each side was able to make its point to its audience. But in the aftermath, both ABC and CNN did polls, and both of them found that voters thought Kerry bettered Bush.
Mm-hmm. By just a couple of points, though, which is the margin was much larger in the first debate. I mean, this is within the margin of error, isn't it? And I don't know how the public – we'll see this weekend how the public opinion polls generally are affected.
That's true. It changed after the first debate, where at first people thought, yes, Kerry did better marginally, and then later it became a complete blowout in terms of perception. So I think in this case – look, I think in terms of debating points, it was a draw. And who seemed presidential, it was a draw. Who solidified his own base of support, it was a draw. Who appealed to undecided voters was a draw. But I thought Bush won in that, not only in that he exceeded expectations, but I think he was more personable. I think he had more memorable sound bites, which will have some staying power. Yeah. I think his own supporters got new ammunition.
I want to interrupt you, but our time is limited, and you guys are spinning now. So let me try and get to something else.
Try to stop yourself.
Look, we also have you on to do that too. But the matters are the heavily brooded about rumored October surprises. Now I don't know if this falls into this category, but we're seeing elections in Afghanistan today. President Bush, even last night, certainly mentioned the onset of democracy in Afghanistan, women being able to vote, Afghans being able to vote for the first time in a generation, and yet there seems to be some chaos in those elections today with the opposition candidates calling for a vacation, I guess, of the ballot, as you would call it, and a poll to be held again. How damaging could an event like this be?
I think marginally damaging to the Kerry campaign. Mm-hmm. And Bush would get a small benefit to, you know, democracy, as it were, coming to Afghanistan, because Afghanistan has not been the focus of this administration's military and foreign policy. They've been directing attention at Iraq. So whatever happens in Afghanistan is secondary to what's going on in Iraq. And so Bush is going to try to now shift the focus a little to a more positive situation, one where he can claim that elections are actually happening.
Well, I think what would be more damaging was something that was said in the debate. Bush said if Kerry had been president, Saddam Hussein would still be in power, to which Kerry responded, not necessarily be in power. So he's still equivocating on that issue. He still is talking himself into a political quagmire on Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Look, we have no reason to think Osama bin Laden is going to be captured, but let's carefully raise the possibility if he is. Does this serve Mr. Kerry's argument that they let this linger too long, or President Bush's argument that they never took their eye off of him?
Well, I think Osama is the ace of spades in the deck of cards, and if Bush, by some miracle, is able to put him on a perp walk between now and the election, that's going to be a big benefit to George Bush.
It would be interesting to see how Kerry then tried to spin that, because obviously it would be a great victory. But again, Bush has made the case that the war on terror is global, and we're fighting on many fronts, and it's not just one individual.
Gentlemen, thanks very much. Todd Domke, Republican strategist, Dan Payne, Democratic media consultant and former Kerry advisor in Boston. You can join us Wednesday at noon Eastern for a live online chat debating the debates with NPR political editor Ken Rudin, and you can find more information about that event at our website, npr.org.